Hi, this is Clay Inferno, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast, but mostly this is an interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life. And hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod, or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I in that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com, but you are here at ITThinkThisIsGreat.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I Think This Is Great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think your business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. Windows backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and On the Street Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Race, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Art Squad.
Bastards and wenches, welcome to episode 241 of No Borders, No Race, your J-pop and alternative hotspot. I am your king, baby duck, Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. And folks, you know what? Let's cut the music for a moment. I'm not going to lie. I'm very disappointed over the cancellation of this year's South by Southwest Festival. A place where performers from all over the world come and show America what they're made of. I know I only focus on Japanese artists when it comes time to promote the Austin-based festival, but there are so many talented people from Europe, South America, Africa, and the rest of Asia that come to this thing and use it as their opportunity to get their voices heard. Yes, there are concerns for people's health and well-being, and I get that just hearing the phrase coronavirus scares you. But it shouldn't be scaring you to the point of not living your best life every day. Just wash your hands for 20 seconds and keep yourself clean, and you'll reduce the risk of a bug that's not as threatening as the goddamn annual flu. If you live in an area that's been quarantined, then yes, stay the fuck home. But to cancel an event like South by Southwest, soon after PAX East happened without any issues as of this recording coming to light, it's just bad management. It's sad when a big event that many performers have to jump through many hoops and hurdles to make happen gets canceled, because it makes said hard work be all for nothing. Taking off work for those who have day jobs, booking airfare, getting hotels, having the proper papers and permits to be able to just visit and do a show or two. Just so much damn work goes into this. And then, just a week before it's supposed to happen, having it canceled, it's a slap in the face to those who did their damnedest to come and play. To me, that's incredibly unacceptable. It's unacceptable to the performers, the speakers, the filmmakers, the game developers, the journalists that were supposed to go down to Austin, Texas and cover this amazing event, and even the people who work at the restaurants, who were counting on the money that they were going to earn from South by Southwest Festival. Because there are some people who They count on that big paycheck that they get from this 2.5 week event to cover a lot of their basic needs for the rest of the year. And now they're not going to get that money. It's unacceptable in my opinion. And I honestly hope that something is done to make up for such an irresponsible cancellation. Especially for those who count on that event to help pay bills and feed them throughout the rest of the year. Do your job, South by Southwest, and my God, just make it count. Okay, restart the BGM. On today's episode of No Borders No Race, it's a recap of PAX East 2020. I will share with you my picks for best AAA title, best indie title, and the best multiplayer game of PAX East. And I surprisingly played a lot in those 4 days. But first, as always, something for my Japanese listener base, and especially since I didn't do it during the previous episode. 日本の皆さん、もう一度日本語要約のもう一つのエディションがやってきました。 まず韓国映画パラサイトがオスカーで衝撃的なの勝利をもたらしました。 最優秀脚本賞、最優秀監督、最優秀国際映画賞、 そして何よりも最優秀作品賞を受賞しました。全く正しい選択。奇跡はプロとのひねりと素晴らしい演技にあふれた素晴らしい映画です。長い歴史の中で初めてアカデミー賞最優秀作品賞の完璧な選択でした。 中国のアニメ、シーズン7はNetflixかを驚かせました。アニメーション自体は素晴らしくありませんが、ユーモアは素晴らしいです。中国がアニメーションに隠れた宝をいくつか持っているかもしれなく、近い将来日本や西洋のライバルとなるという希望を私にもたらしました。 最後に、スタジオラチェは常に優れたアニメを次々と配信しています。最新の書、自爆少年花子くんはこれまでで最も視覚的に魅力的な作品です。予想外のキャラクター開発を紹介するのは言うまでもなく、オリジナルの漫画を完全に命を 吹き込みました。ラチが日本で最高のアニメーションストーディオの地をかなり長い間トップに保ってきたもう一つの理由です。Note to self, work on shorter sentences. My thanks again to my teacher, Mikio Hattori-sensei. Remember, if you'd like to know more information on her cultural exchange initiative, please be sure to visit their website at ceinitiative.org. With all of that out of the way, let's start today's playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and would like to support these artists, you can find all of their music on CD Japan, Yes Asia, Amazon, Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record stores. We're starting off today's episode with Vicky Blanca, whom some of you may be remembering from Double Decker, Duncan Kiru, and the Fruits Basket reboot. They just released a new album called Devil, and from that release is Shikibon.
Everybody shake a bone. Shake a bone, 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 bone. 気がつけばよ けば夜がいつの間に更けた。毎回同じスタイルでボンボンボンボン。点と線のど真ん中、覗くレントゲン頭ん中。大体ながらスタイルでボンボンボン。ああ僕ら好き勝手夢を描いて行けるから。悲しまない
actress Rie Takahashi with Iwanai Kedone, her rendition of the original opening theme to Teasing Master Takagi-san, which appears on the second season's cover song collection. Rie Takahashi can currently be heard as both Megumin of Konosuba and Amelia of ReZero in the second season of Isekai Quartet, and will be playing the role of Hime Goto in the upcoming spring anime series Koshi Goto, My Dad's Secret Ambition, a new series from Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei creator Koji Kometa. Let me start by saying that PAX East 2020 was one of the best PAX experiences I've ever had. A lot of great video games, talented developers, and just an impressive amount of uniqueness with a lot of the titles I went hands-on with. But for this first segment, let's talk about some of the best multiplayer titles I played at this year's event. And as someone who is usually bad at multiplayer games, I found that there was a lot of fun ones to try out. For starters, let's look at Tiny Build's Ramen. It's basically Splatoon, only with naked burly men throwing pasta at one another. And if that was the only thing it was offering, then it would have just been an okay experience. But the meatball round I played, where players have to push a massive meatball into the opponent's area, was simply a blast. Yes, I was terrible at it, but it no doubt showcased a lot of fun potential that could lead to more unique gameplay mechanics in the long run. So, props to you, Ramen. Also from Tiny Build was Totally Reliable Delivery Service, where players had to work together to bring packages to their destinations. But the physics in this game make the overall experience a hilarious one. Watching as characters ragdoll themselves off of buildings and planes, being sent flying through the air in the most chaotic of ways, it was just damn good fun, the kind that will be needed after long stressful days at work. Only downside is that it won't have online play at launch, but I hope it does in the future. Over at All In Games, another couch co-op and multiplayer title that got my attention was Red Wings, Aces of the Skies. As a huge fan of arcade flying games like Snoopy Flying Ace and Pilot Wings, this one fed my need for good dogfighters. Watching as these classic World War I era planes clashed with one another was truly mesmerizing, with the mechanics being very easy to handle. It's definitely a game that deserves a lot of people's attention, and I hope many people will dive into it when it launches. But out of all the multiplayer games I tried at PAX East 2020, nothing held a candle to what Devolver Digital had with Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout. For those who have been wanting to play a video game version of Most Extreme Elimination Challenge, or Takeshi's Castle for my Japanese listeners, your prayers have finally been answered. The game will host 99 online players at once as everyone goes up against one another through fake wall runs, tail snatching, egg grabbing, and a final King of the Mountain experience, and a bountiful of other games to play as well. It's a riot just to watch, but an extremely fun game to play. When it launches, it has potential of being the next big multiplayer experience. So, Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout, you deserve my award for Best Multiplayer Game of PAX East 2020. Congratulations! Give yourselves a pat on the back. And a great nod to the other three titles that were worth talking about here. They're all ones you should be keeping a close watch for. Alright, I think it's time to fuck shit up with the cabaret punk masters The World Inferno Friendship Society. They have just released a new album called All Borders Are Porous to Cats, and they are currently on tour playing all across America. From their new album, this is The World Inferno Friendship Society with All I Can Do to Help With Your Nightmares Is Keep You Up Late.
Dexter ideas speaks of conviction, conviction demands belief, belief speaks of the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth will set your house on fire. Look out, your house is on fire. To escape the fire, you must be quick. This requires clarity. Dexterity speaks of the truth will set the house on fire. To escape the house on fire, well, it demands dexterity. Dexterity speaks of conviction, conviction demands belief, belief. It speaks of the truth, and the truth will set you free. Save you from your nightmares is to keep you up. man, your house is on fire. To escape the fire, you must be quick. That provides clarity.
All I can do to save us from this nightmare is to make us stay up.
In this pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings, digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
Daddy!
Democracy album, that was Glay with Anata to Ikitte Yuku. Glay also just released a new Best of compilation entitled Review 2. Four discs, with each one having each band member choosing their favorite songs from over the years. Plus, two new songs to sweeten the deal. Here's the latest single from Riku Sasaki, which serves as the ending to this season's biggest surprise in anime, Bofuri. I don't want to get hurt, so I'll max out my defense. This is Play the World.
Thank you.
Crystal Waves, a brand new song from their upcoming album, Radical Innocence, hitting stores on April 24th. If you're going to be in Sweden, you can catch their album release show on May 2nd at the Bar Brooklyn in Stockholm. And just an FYI, this won't be the only Swedish band I'll be playing on today's episode. Now, I won't lie when I say that I tend to avoid most AAA games at PAX East. Mainly because, well, you know, the lines can be practically long as hell. But once in a great while, one of them will come and grab my attention and make me want to play it. And the ones that I was able to give a go with this year were very impressive. It's interesting how some of the best AAA games look to be remakes. We have, of course, Final Fantasy VII Remake, which, while I didn't play at PAX East, I did play the demo that was released at the convention, and it was stellar, and I think it was the same thing that they had at PAX East. But at THQ's booth, two remakes that have become the talk of the gaming community really impressed me at PAX East. Shockingly, one of them is SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom. Now, I played this game a lot when I was in high school, and it looks and plays fantastically in the new version that is coming out. But man, you cannot go wrong with the remake of Destroy All Humans. Throwing cattle, zapping rednecks, taking out Men in Black and tanks, all of it with the franchise's trademark humor intact. Hopefully there will be some variety with the missions, as just doing the same stuff over and over again can get a little dull. Still, great to play the new Destroy All Humans. It's just great to be playing it again. Back at the All In Games booth, their first-person assassin game, Ghost Runner, is shaping to be one of the toughest titles of 2020. The tutorial is the easiest part of any game, and Ghost Runner's almost made me rage quit. It's a challenging motherfucker, but it's one that I think could have potential in the long run, especially for those wanting to do some speedrun competitions. Harmonix dished out one hell of a new music game with Fuser. Mixing different songs and becoming the best DJ around, this is going to be a game that will bring everyone to their feet at parties. Not to play, but because the kick-ass sounds is going to make everyone dance. Honestly, it's definitely a close second in my AAA game of PAX East 2020, and if they get a good amount of songs in the final version, then you can bet it'll have a very long and fruitful lifespan. The winner, though, is a no-brainer in my opinion, and that winner is Maneater, an open-world game where you play a shark and just eat people and destroy fishing boats. It's the Jaws experience we've all been waiting for. The controls move beautifully, and the carnage it showcased was simply awesome. Plus, the narration from Chris Parnell, perfect, just absolutely perfect. I think our buddy security guy Greg from Wicked Anime would agree with me when I say that Maneater was the best AAA title of PAX East 2020. It comes out at the end of May, so please keep a close watch on it. Right then, let's go back to some music. Funna have returned after a year-long hiatus, releasing a new single for the upcoming Shirobako movie called Hoshi o Atsumete. This is a B-side from the single, and it's an English track called Code Genius? Yes, there's a question mark in there.
I find it tough to keep on standing. I puzzled it out all by myself now. We finally reached the sentence. No more contradiction. QED, high up in the sky. I open my eyes, I speak from my heart.
It's the Mike Rogers Show coming to you live from Tokyo, Japan, a year-end special. And I'll be with my good friend, Evan Borgald. And you can tune into the Mike Rogers Show. We play Japanese music, Japanese pop, Japanese... And you can win a bazillion dollars on this show. I don't know how you can, but maybe, you know, if you listen to the show, maybe you can somehow, maybe buy a raffle ticket or something. The Mike Rogers Show, yes, tune in. We're going to have our year-end top five countdown. It's going to be way cool, and you can hear more good songs just like this.
We'll be right back.
with Magata Boko no Shippu from last year's Mickey album. And speaking of spits, their music played an instrumental role in the storytelling aspect of the manga Honey and Clover, which takes its first part of its name from their album Hachimitsu, which is Japanese for honey. Discotech Media recently just released Honey and Clover on Blu-ray, and it's a great show for those about to enter college, or even leaving it for that matter. All the way in Rome resides a rising synth-pop star. His name is Ender Bender, and he'll be releasing the EQ EP on April 24th. This is a little sample from it known as Star Killer.
Unfortunately, she'll take it.
2013 self-titled release. That was Sushi Mamire with Bad Dream Bear. Sushi Mamire will be heard in the upcoming PlayStation VR game Paper Beast, coming out on March 24th. A perfect segue to our discussion of the best indie game of PAX East 2020. Now let me be frank. PAX East is where the indies shine the brightest, and it's where I spend most of my time at when going to the annual convention. It's where imaginations run wild, and the coolest ideas are brought to life in the digital space. It may sound like I'm making a biased opinion, but it's the honest truth. I look forward to the indie booths more than the AAA ones because it's where the best surprises come from. I'll of course start off with WayForward's Shantae and the Seven Sirens. It's more Shantae, smooth gameplay, a great boss battle at the end. It's my favorite game franchise, hands down, and I love how much they're evolving it with this new one. I just mentioned it when talking about Sushi Mamire, but Paper Beast looks outstanding. The creator of Another World and From Dust has made an immersive experience that brings origami-like creatures to life around you. It's the kind of game that's made for a good, relaxing escape. The same can be said about Whitethorn Digital's Lake. The story of a 40-something woman taking a temporary job as a mail carrier in her old hometown looks and feels like a truly relaxing affair. It's not an exciting game, but that's the point. Lake is meant to calm you down and give you a moment to breathe from a hard day at work. Now, if you want something more exciting, then by all means, there's what Devolver has with Disc Room. Going from room to room, evading, and sometimes killing yourself with metal discs to move forward is something I've never seen implemented in a video game. Considering that it's from the same team that did Minute, you can bet that there will be loads of uniqueness to experience. Valhalla's sequel Nirvana looks awesome still. You know, nothing much else I could say there, just wanted to let you know that it's still coming. Same with Ambition, A Minuet in Power, a great visual novel for fans of French Revolution history. The Red Lantern looks cool and cold with its dog-sledding mechanics and Oregon Trail-like health and stamina system. And yes, you can pet all of the dogs in the game. Very important. But out of all of the indie games I played at PAX East 2020, nothing really, really got me going quite like Annapurna Interactive's The Artful Escape. It is an amazing-looking spiritual successor to last year's Sayonara Wild Hearts, only with more rock and roll shoved in there. Roaming the worlds and awakening these beautiful settings was simply breathtaking. It's definitely a more story-driven side-scroller than anything else, so it won't be for everyone. But those who believe in the power of rock and roll, The Artful Escape will be the game for them. And it's why it's my pick for best indie game of PAX East 2020. So congrats to Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout, Maneater, and The Artful Escape for taking home the Best Multiplayer, AAA Game, and Indie Game of PAX East 2020 awards. Mind you, I don't have a physical award to give them, it's a metaphorical award. I didn't play a single bad demo at PAX this year. Everything had potential for being a great experience, and it showed why the video game industry isn't slowing down in the slightest. Three more about my thoughts on this and all the other games I played, go to electricsisterhood.com and choose the PAX East option at the bottom in the What We Cover section. Brian the Sun are back with a new mini album called Orbit. From that release is Paradigm Shift.
Just Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube, Phil's Recap and Review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
Sometimes we can use 7 inches of satanic panic. That was Ghost with Mary on a Cross. At the final gig named Death in Mexico, Cardinal Copia was promoted to the title of Papa Emeritus IV after the sex-loving Papa Nihil collapsed mid-solo. Is he dead? Is he in a coma? We may not know until it comes time for album number 5. All we can do is speculate. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, on Twitch, and on the J-pop, video games, and anime amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on Facebook.com/Boston Bass Brigade and Facebook.com/Land of Esh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. Promotional consideration provided for this week's tracks from Easy and Ender Bender, made possible by Shameless Promotion PR. And a very special thank you to both Broads and The Mystery Plant for the last two contributions to Shameless Tuesdays. Keep your eyes peeled for my PAX East 2020 one-on-one special. I'll be chatting with the developers of Shantae, Maneater, Paper Beast, Discroom, and many more. Some very fun conversations, that's for sure. And as of right now, I have honestly no idea what's going on with Anime Boston. Odds are it'll either be postponed or canceled for 2020. If the Boston Marathon and the Boston Japan Festival got pushed back, then this will too. So please stay tuned for both the Boston Bastard Brigade page and Anime Boston's page for more information. So, yeah, this is kind of, I don't want to say it's scary, but it's a little disappointing. I'm more disappointed than scared about all this stuff. Anyways, today we're going to be ending the episode with some Monkey Magic. And I'm actually surprised I've never played Monkey Magic on the show before, despite their popularity over in Japan. And this year they are celebrating their 20th anniversary. The Canadian-Japanese rock hybrid have just released their latest album, Northview, and will be touring later this summer across Japan. From Northview, here are Monkey Magic with Metamorphose. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck, reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps. Hey guys, this is your King Baby Duck Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.